USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccinations globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine from a stockpile. And at least three people are dead after a boat capsized Sunday off the coast of San Diego. Officials say the vessel hit a reef offshore and broke apart in bad weather. Rescuers say up to 30 people were aboard the boat and nearly two dozen were hospitalized. The Border Patrol says the boat was a smuggling vessel and that they had arrested the suspected operator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID-19 cases, averaging more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. Scientists believe that a variant of the virus first identified in India may be partially to blame for the rise in cases, but add that others, like the UK variant, have also been seen in parts of the country. Dealing with a mutating virus is something health experts knew was coming, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The former head of the FDA tells CBS has faced the nation that the Indian variant of the virus is likely already in the U.S., but hasn't been able to take a hold because of vaccination efforts.
The reality is that these variants aren't just cropping up in one market and then migrating around the world. They're cropping up simultaneously in every market. You're getting what we call convergent evolution, where the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are also arising here spontaneously. There's probably a finite number of ways that this virus is going to try to mutate to evade our immunity, and it's testing us everywhere in the world. So the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are arising here as well. They just haven't gotten a foothold here, in part because we've been vaccinating our public.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United States Senate got a start on infrastructure this week, passing a bill providing $35 billion for water and wastewater development projects. Discussions continue on Capitol Hill over President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure package. The president urged lawmakers to pass that during an address to a joint session of Congress last week. Senate Republicans have countered with a $568 billion proposal that they say is narrowly tailored to physical infrastructure, unlike the president's plan. President Biden has said that he's open to other ideas on his plan, something Senator Susan Collins says she hopes is true. The Maine Republican tells CNN that negotiations over this bill will show whether or not the president is as serious about bipartisanship as he's previously stated.
This is going to be a test on whether President Biden is truly interested in bipartisanship. If he is, we can get there on the core infrastructure package. And by that, I mean roads, bridges, highways, rail, waterways, and, of course, broadband.
And it will take a runoff election to determine who will replace the late Congressman Ron Wright in Texas's 6th Congressional District. In a special election on Saturday, 23 candidates were vying to replace Wright, with two Republicans taking the most votes, but no candidate crossing the 50% threshold, forcing the runoff. Wright's widow, Susan Wright, and Texas State Representative Jake Elzey will face off to complete Wright's term. Congressman Wright passed away in February after contracting COVID-19. A date for the runoff has yet to be scheduled. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.